your own totally personalized plan for healthy living? Well, at Village Green Apothecary, they think you do, and they want to give you a customized healthy living plan that's as unique as you are. Their pharmacist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and clinical herbalist are ready to help you develop your essentials of living plan today. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call them at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this show airs every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so please remember to tune in. And it is designed to bring to you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. Now, the Village Green site is an excellent site. It's myvillagegreen.com. And you should visit the store and go on the site. And the store is at Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements. It's very personable at the store. There are so many experts there to help you with your questions. And it's a wonderful resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. Make sure you take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. They're exceptional. Now, today, we always start with news you can use, and we'll be talking about Lyme disease updates. And in preparation for our guest, we will talk about man-made chemicals in the environment. And our guest today will be Martha Holdridge, and she's the owner of West Wind Farm, and she'll discuss health and environmental benefits of grass-fed meats, and she has a lot of interesting information to give us. We always have interesting guests. I always learn a lot, and I'm always happy to have them, and I hope that you, as listeners, learn a lot from them. Now, the Lyme update. A lot of people are not aware of the big controversies in Lyme. The mainstream feels that Lyme is something that's treated pretty quickly. It's short-term treatment and you're done. Whereas the alternative community is finding that Lyme doesn't go away that easy and that it requires long-term treatment. So what are the facts? Well, these are the facts upon which people do agree. Number one, Lyme is not contagious. You could get it from a blood transfusion, but it's not contagious. And there are many ticks that cause Lyme. Now, this is in the literature, but when you go on all of the traditional sites, you are not told that many different ticks can carry Lyme. In fact, the deer tick is only one of those ticks, and it can be easily disregarded if the tick doesn't look like the Lyme tick. And you can also get Lyme from other insects. So it's real important to find out about this. If you want more information, you can email me at Dana Lake, D-A-N-A-L-A-A-K-E, at AOL.com. Now, 50% of those with Lyme disease never even see a tick or experience a rash. So you don't even have to have a bite to have the problem. But if there are symptoms that are onsetting, feeling flu-like, achy, joint problems, any change, it's worthwhile going to the physician immediately. There are many, many symptoms with Lyme, and the first noticeable sign is a cluster of symptoms. It masquerades as many other conditions: arthritis, fibromyalgia, bursitis, tendonitis, chronic fatigue, chronic Epstein-Barr, Parkinson's, ADD, ADHD, reflux, autoimmunity, Guillain-Barré syndrome, dementia, Alzheimer's. There can be purplish hard lumps under the skin, Bell's palsy, and recurrent illnesses and ongoing fatigue. So if anything resonates, get tested. And the most recommended test is the screening test, and it misses about 35%, the ELISA test. It misses about 35% of culture-proven Lyme disease, and is really not as acceptable as the first step. There is a second step, and it's the Western blot, and it identifies Lyme, but it still is not the most sensitive test. There's something called IGNX, which is a lab that tests for Lyme and Lyme co-infections. So let's step back a moment and say, what is Lyme? It isn't really one condition. There are many kinds of Lymes. There are all kinds of Lyme type strains that we can get, and we can respond differently to each strain. And co-infections, these are other bugs or parasites, infections that occur along with Lyme found in Lyme-bearing ticks. So it's not enough to test for Lyme alone. If positive, or if there is a suspicion, get treatment immediately. The usual treatment is doxycycline, but there are other meds that are used. Now, this is the most important piece of information. The window of curing Lyme is the first 30 days after the bite. It is usually not enough to take short-term course of antibiotics. Short-term Lyme treatment has a very high failure rate. You have to identify the Lyme co-infections and have them treated. So in that first 30 days, Lyme is considered curable if you're aggressive enough. Unfortunately, some people may not even be aware they have a bite, or if they do, may not be able to get into the physician's office in time. After the month, you start going into chronic Lyme, where it goes from being a skin infection or skin invasion to in the bloodstream and getting into various organ systems and into the central nervous system. So it's a serious condition. It's real important. If you're interested in more information, go on the website ILADS. That's the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society, ILADS.org. Hope that's helpful. Now, let's talk a little about food additives. There are about 3,000 food additives in our diet. They were grandfathered in, and many of them are natural, like sodium chloride, salt, vitamin C. These are natural, and there are many man-made ones. Now, when I talk about man-made additives and man-made chemicals, what we're saying is that these are new. They're new in the past 100 years, maybe even if we want to stretch it, the last 200 years. In 2 million years of human history, it's brand new. There's inadequate testing because in grandfathering these in, they wait to see what the side effects. And when they do test, they test individually, not in combination with other additives, for synergistic damaging effects. Just like medications, we know that a medication may be safe and another one safe. So A may be safe, B may be safe, but taken together, they're not. And that kind of testing is just not done. They are tested for cancer and reproductive defects, but not other harmful side effects. Now, let's look at man-made chemicals. And as I said, they're new to humans. What are the problems? We've got 700 new man-made chemicals each year. Now, that's according to the EPA. In 1997, a report indicated that 75,000 man-made chemicals were existing at that time. 75,000, that's huge. Only 5 had been regulated or banned. 300 industrial chemicals are now currently found in the umbilical cord blood of newborns, and most have been banned for decades. Because a chemical is banned doesn't mean it leaves. It hangs around. So this is one of the frightening things of having these chemicals brought into the environment without adequate testing. Then when trouble happens, we ban them, but we can't get rid of them. Okay, more from the EPA, and this is directly from the EPA. This was in the Washington Post this Monday, front page. So according to the EPA, of 84,000 chemicals in commercial use in the U.S., 17,000, which is over 20%, are actually kept secret from public and public officials. So consumers are not allowed to know. The names of these chemicals and their properties are known only to a handful of EPA employees who are legally prohibited from sharing the information with federal officials, state health environmental regulators, foreign governments, emergency responders, and the public. They are not allowed by law to reveal the information. And this is because in 1976, there was a Toxic Substances Control Act that went through pretty quickly, and it exempts from public disclosure any information that could harm the long-term competitiveness of the companies. In other words, if they have to reveal the name or the contents of the chemical, another company could imitate it. Now, what does this mean? It means it's impossible to know where these chemicals are and what they do. So regarding these 17,000 secret chemicals, manufacturers actually themselves report that many pose a substantial risk to health and the environment. 151 are made in quantities of more than 1 million tons a year, and 10 are used specifically in children's products. You know, you can't make this stuff up. It was unbelievable to read this and know that this has been going on since 76. I cannot believe it has lasted this long. No wonder we have such an increase in our environment, in environmental toxins, and the resulting health problems, asthma, allergies, and the increase in developmental delays all the way up to autism. These chemicals have profound influences. And just as a reminder, for the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the United States have shorter life expectancies than their parents. It's primarily due to childhood obesity, which leads to diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer, all occurring at younger ages. But we're also seeing this increase of chronic conditions, autoimmune conditions, and allergies. Now, stay with us, folks. When we come back, we will be talking to Martha Holdridge, and we'll talk more about West Wind Farms. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We'll be right back.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli, ew. Asparagus, yeah. Blueberries, blech. Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One Multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. those special hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and reminding you to tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. to hear us bring you the latest information in diet, nutrition, and healthy lifestyles. It is my privilege to introduce Martha Holdridge. And Martha is the owner of West Wind Farm. And I'm excited for her to tell us about it. West Wind Farm, by the way, is located in Greenbrier County, West Virginia. And it was purchased as a retreat originally, but gradually became a cattle business. And she's going to tell us how that occurred. And they specialize in grass-fed mountain pastured beef. The farm is also at a very high elevation, which has some unusual health benefits, so we will talk about that as well. It's notable that the West Wind Farm in 2000 was listed on eatwild.com among only 50 other farms in the U.S. Now there are several thousand in that listing, and that makes me very happy because it means people have more access to natural farming techniques and healthy beef that are grass-fed. Welcome to the show, Martha.
Oh, Dana, thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm happy for you to tell us a lot about West Wind Farm and what you do. Why don't you start off with giving us a little background, and especially what is unique about the way your animals are handled?
We started just buying this farm for a retreat. And then we had a lot of pastures, and we had to think of something to do with them. So we talked to our neighbor to see if he would like to rent those pastures so that we could just enjoy being there. Well, he didn't want to rent any pastures. It was not a cash economy in that part of the country. So he said, if you buy a few animals, we can take care of them, and our animals and your animals can travel together, sometimes on our land and sometimes on your land. Well, that happened, and so we bought a few heifers, and we became farmers because those heifers produced calves, and each year we sold the calves and sold them into the market. Now, I gradually learned that I just didn't want to be selling them into the market. So there are three different stages of cattle life. One is with mama, cow-calf operation. Second is stalker operation. That's kind of the midlife, the teenage life of a cow or a steer. And third is the finishing. So we have done all three. We began with cow-calf, and then we went into stalkers, and now we're very pleased to be able to do the finishing. And our animals never go to the feedlots. They come right off of grass, and they are processed for you.
Well, tell us more about how they are, how they're fed, why grass-fed is different, and all of the special things that you do that other farmers aren't doing.
Well, there are some other farmers doing this. It's a growing business, a growing segment of the cattle business, but it's still only a very small percentage.
Well, it is growing rapidly since 2000. I was really impressed with those figures, Martha.
Right. It is interesting, and there's more and more interest. What we do is we buy cattle from a farm that's in the neighborhood. We buy each spring yearlings, and that means cattle are about a year old, and they come onto our grass. That farm also uses organic methods, the same that we do. But I am not able to take care of them over winter, so this farm does that. So we buy them in the spring, and we bring them onto our property, and they are able to eat grass and that has a lot of clover in it all during the summer, spring and summer and fall. Now, we move our cattle, or we lead our cattle, I should say, to fresh pasture almost every day, usually every day, sometimes every 2 days, depending on the size of the paddock. But all the pastures are divided into quite small areas where they can have enough grass for one day. And then just like you mow your lawn, you leave it alone for a while, and that's what we do. We move them on to the next pasture, and first pasture they were in has a chance to regrow and get healthy and to be ready in 2 to 3, sometimes 4 weeks, for the cattle to come back and have a nice fresh pasture again.
So it's very natural, and it's free range.
Yes.
And you're
well,
not...
Well, I wouldn't say it's free range. They're controlled by fencing, which is a remarkable development that came out of New Zealand. It's fencing that is with plastic or fiberglass posts, which are very light and easy to handle, and a wire, which is plastic woven with metal and with a pulsing charge on it, so that I just have to have one wire. I don't have to have a whole, you know, 3 or 4 wires or a big fence, you know, woven wire fence. And they are able to they know that they don't want to get shocked by that pulse of hot wire, and that has made it possible for farmers now to manage large numbers of cattle and to manage them, you know, on many different paddocks, move them around, and change the size of the paddock quite easily because that type of fence is easy to move.
Well, what you've done is provided then a controlled environment as far as the type of feeding, and you're not using antibiotics, hormones, steroids, or animal byproducts, right?
That's correct. They get grass and clover and also a salt mix that is some salt and a lot of kelp, and the kelp has a lot of good minerals in it for them.
So it's more nutrient dense.
It is.
And also, I'm very interested in the fact that they're lower in fat, and it's the healthier kinds of fat, which we'll certainly talk about, and they're not contaminated, so we're really getting a very high-quality meat from this kind of farming.
I believe so. It has been a great pleasure to me over these 10 years I've been doing this type of farming to realize how beneficial it is and how good it is. We've had our cattle tested, the meat from our cattle tested twice, once in 2003 and once in 2007, and they are tested for the fatty acids, and they come out you know, very, very good, very well. I think you understand that,
yes,
that idea better than I do.
Well, I think as an aside here, many people have said, I don't eat red meat anymore. And I always say, why not? Humans have done that for 2 million years of human history on Earth, 200,000 of modern history on Earth. And they say, well, it's saturated, it's bad for you. But that's a couch potato, antibiotic loaded, grain fed, not grass fed, cow. It's very different. And I explained to them that the fatty acid content of the tissues and the quality of fat in the tissues is very different. And so when we look at studies that say people who eat a lot of red meat are in trouble, we're not really differentiating organic and this kind of care with the animals.
Well, it's the organic point is not exactly the key here. It's the grass-fed.
Right.
It's very nice if they're also organic, but you can have grass-fed cattle which are in pastures which have been fertilized with chemical fertilizers. I don't do that, but some grass-fed producers do that. But it's the grass-fed that's what makes it so important.
Right. And it's tasty. It's extremely tasty. And you have some pickup and delivery points throughout Maryland. What is your service area?
Well, our service area, three ways, really. People can, almost any time of the year, by appointment, come to my residence, which is also my office, and pick up sampler packets, which are, and that's what we do this time of year, 7 pounds or 10 pounds, and then we also have some extra hamburger patties or loose hamburger, and that can be picked up at my house most any time by appointment. I have 4 freezers here and I have a good supply.
Well, what I'm going to do is remind them of the website. It's westwindfarm.biz.
Well, you need the www on it.
Yeah, okay. www.westwindfarm.biz.
And the Westwind Farm is a singular. Occasionally people here think that's a plural. It's one farm.
One farm.
Right.
And what we're going to do is take a brief break, and then listeners will be back to talk to Martha more about the interesting topic, which is benefits of eating grass-fed meats. We want to go into that. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us, please.
You're truly unique, and so are your healthcare needs. So don't you deserve your own totally personalized plan for healthy living? Well, at Village Green Apothecary, they think you do, and they want to give you a customized healthy living plan that's as unique as you are. Their pharmacist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and clinical herbalist are ready to help you develop your essentials of living plan today. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call them at 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils. Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. Tune in next week. Kevin will be interviewing Stephen Nadell, and they will talk about New Year's resolutions and detox. It should be an excellent show. Well, welcome back, Martha, to the show.
Thank you.
And we've been talking about your wonderful West Wind Farm, and I just want to give them the www.westwindfarm.biz, B-I-Z, as the way they can locate information, and the telephone number is 301-229-2813. So we were talking about the benefits of the way the animals are fed and cared for, and that it's organic. Tell us more about the difference between grain-fed and grass-fed.
Well, the grain-fed animals are, at least from West Virginia, they are put in a truck when they're about, half-grown and or maybe two-thirds grown, and they're shipped off to the feedlots someplace in Nebraska or Kansas or Iowa, and they are fed grain and various kinds and anything else that they can get, feedlot owners can get a hold of. I've heard they feed old stale pastry sometimes.
Oh gosh!
And then they are when they are have gained enough weight. Then they and they're so crowded in that area. They have no grass whatsoever, and they are then when they have gained enough weight, they are shipped probably a very short distance to a processing plant which handles thousands of animals every day. Our small processing plant in West Virginia handles about a dozen animals a day, and that's all. Maybe as many as 20, but very few, and it's done with great care.
And I just wanted to remind them that your pickup and delivery points beside your location in Bethesda, is it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is also in Silver Spring, and then there are pickup places in Accokeek, Annapolis, Columbia, Owings Mills, and Gambrels, and I assume this information's on the website.
That's right. Those outlying areas are once a month. So Silver Spring, I just need about a week's notice for that.
Okay. Let's go over some of the benefits to the animal. And I like that you educate people about this, that it's natural pasture diet, just as nature intended, and no exposure to pesticides or herbicides. But it's also gentle and humane, and it's low stress. Just give us a little more information on that.
Yes. It's so nice because the animals are so happy there because they have really nice pasture. Like, you know, we all like to eat something fresh and good, every day, and they get moved to a fresh and tasty pasture every day.
And they have less illness.
Very much less illness. I've had just one instance where I needed to have a vet in. They ate some buckeye seeds, and that makes them drunk. they may fall down, and they can't eat very well that way. But that just happened once. We let them get into an area that had buckeye trees.
And I think the other health benefits, too, for consumers. And I love that you don't use the antibiotics or the hormones, so we're really getting a much healthier product. And it's high in those omega-3 fatty acids. And this is by virtue of how they're fed, as I understand it.
That's correct. It's because they get it from the grass. And grass is just like a miracle plant. It's good for the animals, and it's good for the environment.
It is. And you know what I love? That you say that the principal source of energy is the sun. Now, isn't that efficient?
Yes, exactly.
I love that. The farmer family benefits. Now, this was interesting that we look at not just the animal and the consumers, but the farmer family. And it's got to be healthier for people farming this way.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. It's, you know, there are instances where, you know, too many chemicals have been used on land, and the Iowa State University has done very good research on that, showing that there were chemicals in the groundwater that were farmers were pumping up for their house water that made the children really sick. So it's wonderful that we don't have any of that kind of chemical going through our soils into the groundwater.
It is, and it's also well understood that one cause of Parkinson's can be among farmers who are using pesticides. So,
well, we're lucky we don't use any of that. Even for flies, we have a pheromone trap that catches the face flies. We still have back flies, but that is less because we do the rotational grazing.
Well, that's interesting. So you use pheromones to attract the flies.
Pheromones, uh-huh.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So
I wish they'd get a pheromone for the back flies, but they haven't come up with one that I've found yet.
Well, so much of this information is new, Martha, and I'm so glad our listeners are able to listen to it. The environmental benefits are also important, and let's talk a little bit about the greenhouse gases.
Yes, well, we had opportunity or opportunity happened to us that we measured the carbon sequestration on our farm. You measure that by seeing how much organic matter is in the soil. Organic matter is 57% carbon, and that carbon can come from the air. In the glacial times, it probably was brought down by the glaciers, but as of now, this is the best way to get the carbon into the soil. And that's what gives you a nice dark soil that really produces a lot of good grass. So we were able to measure that, and you measure it over a period of time, and we measured over 5 years between 2002 and 2007 and found that we had pulled carbon out of the soil, out of the air, which from the CO2 that went into the soil and was 4 tons per acre. Can you imagine?
That's unimaginable.
Four tons per acre of soil had been increased. So we're regenerating our soil. We're not just using it up. We're regenerating it that way.
And that's the ultimate in efficiency.
Yes. And then also it means there's less CO2 in the air by 15 tons for each acre. 15 tons.
That's so impressive. I love it. And you all aren't using fertilizers. You're using natural fertilizers, not chemical ones.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this soil regeneration is wonderful, so you're not having mineral loss.
I don't think so. You know, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a soil scientist, but I don't think we're having much loss because we're still producing good cattle.
So you've got good air and water quality as well going on.
Yes, and I think that makes a big difference. There's good minerals in the water in that area too.
Excellent. And now some of the energy benefits, which I think are important, that your principal source of energy is the sun. You're not using a lot of electricity.
That's right.
And tell us about that. Also the minimal use of fossil fuels and mm-hmm. what makes the difference there.
Well, there was an article in the National Geographic magazine in June of 2004, which a researcher had found, you know, going very carefully over every process that the animal was going through, that a conventionally raised steer, it was a Maryland steer, had used 283 gallons of fossil fuel or fossil fuel equivalent from birth until the time it was ready for slaughter. And that is just an amazing figure, 283 gallons. That's five and a half barrels of oil for one animal.
Wow.
Now, if you're, and the reason that is because it takes fossil fuel to produce the fertilizer, to produce the pesticides, to produce the herbicides, to grow the corn. And we don't feed any corn at all. We feed only grass. And that means that we don't have those uses. We use a little bit, but not very much. And I have two friends who are farmers who unlike myself, they have their animals from birth to processing. And they believe they're using less than 20 gallons per animal. 20 gallons of fossil fuel per animal.
That's a lot less than 283?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's less than 10%.
Less than 10%. Well, we've got more to learn in the last segment coming up. Listeners, you are listening to Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we've been talking with Martha Holdridge, and we will be right back after this break.
You're truly unique, and so are your healthcare needs. So don't you deserve your own totally personalized plan for healthy living? Well, at Village Green Apothecary, they think you do, and they want to give you a customized healthy living plan that's as unique as you are. Their pharmacist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and clinical herbalist are ready to help you develop your Essentials of Living plan today. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call them at 301-530-0800.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries, what? Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com, available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3...
Hi, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. I want to remind you to go on the Village Green site and go green with Village Green at myvillagegreen.com. And tune in next week. Kevin Passaro will be interviewing Stephen Nadell, and they will be talking about Detox Never Tasted So Good, New Year's Resolutions to Get Lean and Feel Good, and new functional foods. So that should be a very interesting show. If you've been listening, we have been talking to Martha Holdridge, and we're talking about the benefits of eating grass-fed meats, and it's the health and environmental benefits. And she is the owner of West Wind Farm. And so, Martha, we have learned a lot, and I hope to summarize some of it. I did look over an article that you gave me. It was from the Journal of Animal Science, and very, very interesting, of comparing the muscle fatty acid profiles and cholesterol concentrations of bison, beef, cattle, elk, and chicken. And the bottom line was, move over chicken, grass-fed beef is best. I love it. I remind people that they can eat red meat, but it's got to be the grass-fed organic meat, right?
The reason for that, that is because chickens cannot make a full diet on grass, just as we can't make a full diet on salad. The chickens have to have some bugs, some grain and other feed. They can eat about 25 to 30% of their diet on grass, but they can't make a full diet of grass because they have just one stomach. It takes four stomachs that ruminant animals have. Ruminant animals are beeves, lamb, goats, a deer, and kangaroos.
I did not realize the kangaroos.
Right.
Thank you for that new piece of information.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, those animals can make a full diet on grass.
And they can ferment. And that's what they do in their guts. They ferment.
Oh, well, that's something that I don't know too much about. That's your department.
Well, that humans don't ferment. That's why we're not, by nature, grass and grain eaters. We don't have the ability to ferment. Those are newer in the human diet. But these animals do so well that are grass-fed. What other tidbits do you have to share with us about the quality of the beef and about the farming techniques, anything we haven't covered?
Well, the farming techniques are, were all new to me. And I would like to say that there might be someone listening who would like to try this, would like to become a farmer. And I had no background as a farmer. So I would like you to know two websites that you can go to. One is eatwild.com. That's www.eatwild.com. And that's the best place to learn about all the benefits, the health benefits and environmental benefits. It's a very, very well done website. And also you can order there a very important book called Pasture Perfect. Pasture Perfect, and you can order it from that website, www.eatwild.com. So then if you want to actually, by any chance, want actually to do the production, then you want to, I learned the most from the Stockman Grass Farmer magazine. Now, that magazine has a website, which is www.stockmangrassfarmer.com. Let me say it again, www.stockmangrassfarmer.com. And they have a monthly magazine. They have books, a lot of really, really good how-to books. And they have excellent conferences with outstanding speakers. And I've been to quite a few of those conferences, and they're all so, they're both fun and informative. Also, if you'd like just to use a phone number, you can call 1-800-748-9808. I learned such a lot from them.
Well, your story is very compelling, and it's interesting that you bought the place as a retreat, and it's ended up being a business that has benefited so many people and been so kind to the environment.
Well, it's been just remarkably rewarding to me personally.
Well, and I can tell with your enthusiasm. So there's a lot to be learned, and I'm just going to repeat that website, theeatwild.com, www.eatwild.com, and then yours, the www.westwindfarm.biz. Now, just as a reminder, if people are just tuning in, we're talking about the benefits of Angus. They have black Angus beef at West Wind Farm, and they are raised on mama's milk and grass. So they get the healthiest of feeding, and it benefits the consumer because there is a much higher level of omega-3 fatty acids. And when we talk about omega-3s, we talk about the benefits to the brain, vision, skin, hair, immunity, hormones. And we are woefully low in omega-3 fatty acids. So most people think they get those just from fish. And I have been explaining to patients for years that when animals are raised properly and consume what they're supposed to consume, their tissues contain omega-3 fatty acids, very similar to fish. And I think this is a neglected piece of information. It's something people don't know about. And as you've mentioned, Martha, they're very high in vitamins A, B complex, vitamin E, trace minerals, and they are low in overall fat and calories and LDL cholesterol. So we're happy for that, and they also are low in E. coli risk. That I thought that was impressive.
Well, that's an interesting point. They're a interesting mechanism because the meat, having been produced from grass, it is has a different pH. It has, it's a higher pH. And then when that meat goes to your own stomach, that your own stomach has a lower pH. I hope I'm right and done right. And then that means that your stomach can kill the E. coli bacteria, if there is any, in the meat that comes to your stomach. It's the difference in pH between the animal and the human stomach. Now, the animals raised on grain already have a very acid stomach. And so the E. coli that may be there are already completely acclimatized to the E. coli. And so then they are not killed by the human stomach.
So they've sort of adapted to the more acid medium, and then therefore when we eat them, we're not as likely to kill any that's available. And just like healthy humans are less susceptible to illness and infections, healthy animals are less susceptible.
That's right. The animals in the feedlots are given a lot of antibiotics just to keep them well.
And I love the fact that you have this in the environmental benefits, because we talk about green on this show a lot and carbon footprint. I could not believe the information as to how efficient it is to do this kind of farming. And Martha, I want to have you back on the show another time. I think this is so important to discuss, and we have run out of time. I want to thank our listeners for being with us on the Essentials of Healthy Living, and remind you, you can access this show or any of the shows through myvillagegreen.com. And reminding you, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. May your days be filled with breathtaking moments. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a great day.